So, folks, all you need to know is this. That closing speech yesterday that nobody heard, in which Kamala called Trump a tyrant and a dictator. She mentioned Trump 23 times and her economy, because yes, it is hers. She and Biden agree on that. She was part of all the decisions. There weren't any she wasn't part of. There's nothing she'd take back. Loves it all. She told us that. Mentioned the economy, inflation 3 times. Trump 23 times. Which means you elect this woman, she is never going to care about the economy again. She won't care that prices of food went up 25% in the last 2 years. Will not care. In fact, she's going to print more money. What do you see what she does to the price of food in the next 2 years? Because the message will have been sent. You haven't figured out why you're poor. You haven't figured out why you can't afford food. Now, I know you have. But this is what the Democrats will learn. They don't need to care one iota about the crushing poverty they inflict on the most vulnerable Americans. The fact that they've taken the middle class and made them the lower middle class, and the lower middle class, they've spiraled down into poverty. They'll never be troubled by it again. They'll be totally unburdened by what it's been. If you fall for this. And folks, what I've been telling you is already happening. What have I been warning you for a week now? And I've given you example after example, 2 weeks, really. I said to vote early. I said to vote early because in the swingiest of swing states, on election day, when the lines matter, when they stretch into hours, if your polling place requires 8 voting machines to handle the flow of voters, they will knock it down to 4. They will order ballots that are the wrong size, jam the voting machines for 7 hours. They did that in Arizona. Cost us a senator. They will pull every trick in the book, and you are walking into that on election day. So vote early. Please vote early. Please. Please vote early. And it's not just me.
Early voting is underway. You get everyone you know. Tell your husband, Harry, get out of that sofa, Harry, get out. Turn that.
Notice he's not saying vote whenever you feel like it. No, vote early. Why? Have you seen what they're doing in Pennsylvania? Oh, they're thugging out in Pennsylvania. Folks, I got to tell you what, they're not getting away with anything, though. And that's what the glory of X is, why I love it so much. They sent in state, you want to talk about fascist Nazi thugs? They sent in, not the police, but the people who sent them. They sent in state police. Voting closes, and voting in Pennsylvania, they don't have early voting, but you go and pick up your ballot. Voting closes at 5. They put up a sign at 2:30 saying, nope, you're done. Sorry, on this side of the line, you're done. We got it all on video, went up on X. Lawsuit by the end of the day. We did not have that in 2020. God knows what we missed in 2020. I can't imagine what they did. They had other polling sites in Pennsylvania. They're rolling up in there. People have already waited for hours online, right, to get their ballots. Rolling up in there with people who don't speak English, and they walk them right by the line. That's on video, too. And then they've got these freaky voter protection squad people. They have lanyards on. They come in. They're breaking the law in Pennsylvania. They're intimidating voters, too. You cannot be a poll watcher, poll observer, unless you're a registered voter in that precinct. Caught them on video. Another lawsuit yesterday. All of this would have been suppressed by the FBI, as it was in 2020. But they can't. They don't have access anymore. End of day, bam. But what it shows is they're going to do this, folks. They want you to vote on election day so badly. They're going to be hijinks like this from Pennsylvania to Georgia to North Carolina. Do not walk into it. Do not play their game. Let them vote on election day. Let them deal with the thugs they send. By the way, in Pennsylvania, when state police show up, that's the Democrats. Governor controls that. They listen to him. They answer to him. This is, you know what, this is desperation. It is. God knows what else they have planned. You are not helping by waiting to vote on election day. But here's the cool thing, okay? On the flip side of this, and I covered this yesterday in the Battleground America podcast. our early voting shows muscle. We're freaking them out. She just pulled her money out of North Carolina. Well, and I mean, the early voting numbers there are devastating. They're down with 340,000 Democrat votes over where they were last time. 207,000 black votes over where they were last time. And then she pulls her money out. Yesterday, we're going to get into some of that coming up. And then what happens? Jamie Dimon. Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, King of Wall Street. Hillary's chief fundraiser and one of the most critical bundlers for the Democrat Party, meaning he's the one who walks around Wall Street intimidating people and picking up the checks. Hey, hate to see you have an SEC investigation. How about donating to the Democrats? You know, like that. That Jamie Dimon. Absolutely slammed the Biden administration yesterday. Or like came out yesterday. He was at a meeting of a group of bankers and actually said, we have to fight this, starts with S and ends with T. I've had it with this, starts with S and ends with T. It's time to fight back. He's talking about the Democrats. Folks, that big Hollywood fundraiser they had in New York just a couple of months ago, he was there. He was one of the bundlers. He was there. It's time to fight back, Dimon told the conference of high-powered bankers in New York. I've had it with this, starts with S and ends with T. Well, maybe you could stop fundraising for him. What is he saying? He says their red tape is not aimed, he's talking about the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, is not aimed at helping the banking industry. It's aimed at crushing it. Well, of course, they hate capitalism, dude. What part of that did you miss? You know what I think happened? I think there was fear. I think they watched Elon Musk, who's, if she wins, about to get dragged into prison for the rest of his life. He is. They'll extradite him for trial in Europe if they don't get him here. And I think there was fear. I think there was fear. If the world's richest man is facing prison for opposing Her Highness, what will they do to a mere Democrat bundler? Look what they've done to the mayor of New York for merely pointing out the truth about the migrant crisis. He's going to prison. What would they do to Jamie Dimon? What would they do to J.P. Morgan Chase? There's fear. But when you see those early voting numbers, that's muscle. It's power. It says you don't have to be afraid anymore. And they can be afraid. They can. Folks, this is why 80% of Wall Street whites raise checks to them. They don't want the Democrats in charge. That's protection money. And you extricate that protection money from the people with fear. And the fear is dissipating. And the fear is all they have. Because their policies are awful. And that's what Jamie Dimon, their chief Wall Street bundler, just admitted to a conference of high-powered bankers, folks. That is what your early voting has wrought. Already, kiss in the ring. Just like Bezos, kiss the ring. You did that too. Hiding your vote on election day does not do that. Headline. Here's another one. Top Wall Street CEOs cooling on Kamala Harris as Donald Trump's polling numbers surge. Why the fear is dissipating. It's dissipating. Look, these guys watched what they did with Trump. They watched and learned a lesson that anybody can be dragged into a blue court, into a blue kangaroo court, and turned upside down. They were afraid. It's not that they agree with us per se or even like us, but a lot of what they were doing began to be motivated by fear. And if that is the only power you got, you better stay scary. And they're not scary anymore. Not when those numbers came in. Real quick, Charlie Gasparino, New York Post. If you haven't noticed, some of the biggest names in finance are starting to run away from their initial support of Kamala Harris. They mentioned Dimon, but listen to this. They mentioned David Solomon of Goldman Sachs. Remember, Goldman Sachs wrote up that big fake economic report saying that her policies would be better for America than Trump's, even though nobody knows what her policies are. And to the extent she has policies, most of them are ripped off from Trump. Both high profile and globalist CEOs now seem to be cozying up to Donald Trump. Now they're freaking out, he writes, they jumped the gun, allowing their progressive confirmation bias to get ahead of the better judgment that usually works well when deciphering market trends. You want this? You like this? It's fun? You want to keep doing this? Go vote early. Do not let them control your fate. Vote early and tell everyone you know in Georgia and North Carolina, they need to vote early too. No excuses. None. No excuses. Okay. And you can do it today. You can do it tomorrow. But folks, let me tell you what you can't do. You cannot go to work and vote on Tuesday. Okay. If your plan is I'm going to go to work and I'm going to vote on Tuesday, that is not a plan. You will be going to work. You will not be voting, especially not if you are in the swing states of Georgia and North Carolina. Nope. That's not a plan.